October 23rd, 2008. No to violence. Yes to fair treatment. Shortly after the melee in Tainan on Tuesday, in which China's Association for Relations Across the Taiwan Strait, ARATS, Vice Chairman Zhang Mingqing was besieged by pro-independence protesters, Presidential Office Spokesman Wang Yuqi said, "It is not our way to treat guests with violence." While Democratic Progressive Party DPP legislator Ye Yijin labeled Zhang as unfriendly to Taiwan, adding that no one can tolerate seeing one's enemy. So what does Zhang represent for Taiwan? Is he friend or foe? The record speaks for itself. On June 28, 2001, Zhang, then spokesman of China's Taiwan Affairs Office, said, "It is dangerous for Taiwan to include the word Taiwan on its passport." On September 26, 2001, he said, "It is the general trend and people's yearning that the Taiwan issue soon to be resolved. With the goal of a unified China, the issue of Taiwan cannot be delayed indefinitely." On November 26, 2003, on the eve of the vote on the referendum law, Gong Ming Tou Piao Fa in Taiwan, Zhang said, We oppose the Taiwan authorities' attempt to use the legislation of a referendum to engage in separatist movement and pave the way for independence. We will react strongly if an unlimited referendum law is passed." On May 24, 2004, he said, "We will smash the separatist schemes of the Taiwanese independence movement at all costs." Despite his views on Taiwan, physical assault cannot be justified. Taiwan is a country of laws and books, no violence to achieve political objectives. Thousands of Chinese have visited Taiwan since July 4th. When policies allowing a greater number of Chinese to enter the country were implemented. Not once have we heard reports of Chinese being assaulted verbally or physically by their hosts. Zhang, therefore, was the exception, and the reason he was targeted has far more to do with his track record on Taiwan than blind hatred for Chinese. Prior to the melee on Tuesday, Zhang was asked by reporters to comment on President Ma Ying-jeou's remarks that no war across the Taiwan Strait would break out in the next 4 years. His response was the following: "There will be no war if there is no Taiwan independence." Aside from its arrogance, the comment also represented a deadly threat to all Taiwanese who seek independence for their country. Shortly after the incident, ARATS filed a formal letter of protest strongly condemning a barbaric action of violence, while the presidential office, Premier Liu Zhaoxuan and cabinet officials also condemned the act. Less than 12 hours after the incident, Tainan City Police Bureau Commissioner Chen Fuxiang was demoted to the post of Deputy Director General of the National Highway Police Bureau. Contrast this efficient condemnation of violence with the presidential officer's response to the physical attacks on former President Chen Shui-bian and former representative to Japan Xu Si-kai by Su An-sheng earlier this year. It took the administration 3 days to utter a word. One might wonder whether condemnation of violence hinges not on whether the victim is friend or foe, but rather whether he or she is Chinese or Taiwanese.